John Wesley says, well, how can you know what are the outward and visible signs of the inward renewing of life we call the new birth experience? He said that the first mark of the new birth is faith. Faith. Not dead faith, but living faith. You have faith? He said it's not the faith of a devil. He used this quite often, if you remember some of the other sermons. He said the devil has faith. It's not a matter of saying, I subscribe to certain doctrines. I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the church. And checking off the doctrines. He says, wait a minute. The devil believes all that. Not only does the devil believe it, he knows it's true. But he is in perpetual rebellion against the Lordship of God. He has faith in these creeds, in these theological statements. And if you have faith in that, good. But there's got to be more than dead theological faith that ascribes to certain standards of doctrine. It's got to be a trusting of Christ, a surrender of self to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a living faith, he said. Said secondly, that faith expresses itself by power over sin. Now, John Wesley said some very strong things about personal holiness. He said some things that make me shiver because I know I'm not that holy. And I know that there is sin in my life that I need to repent of daily. But John Wesley said one of the marks of the new birth is victory in Jesus. Victory over sin. Hear me, church. If you're wrestling with sin in your life every day, every single day, there's something wrong with your spiritual birth, John Wesley said. He moderated this position in the next sermon where he talked about, I'm talking about habitual sin. I'm talking about sin that just stays with you. But everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to slip up. But it's not going to be voluntary sin, he said. You may sin when you don't want to. But if you want to sin, if you're set on it, if you're saying, I will do this in defiance of God, that's not a sign that you've been born again. Victory over sin is a mark of the new birth. Secondly, he said that peace is a mark of the new birth. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace like Vita Willoughby had when she faced death last week. She said, I've had a good life, and I love God, and I'm ready to meet Him. Peace. It doesn't make sense when you face death. It passes all our understanding. Thank God for that kind of peace. It says then another mark of the new birth is hope. Hope or assurance. Hope and assurance that John Wesley quested for so much of his life until Aldersgate Street. He wanted to be good enough to be saved, to earn the grace of God, until finally he realized it was by the grace of God that he has any hope of salvation. And an assurance was given to him. An assurance of hope. Have you got that? Do you realize that if you die, that you'd be held in the arms of a Savior who loves you and gave Himself for you? Does the Spirit of God bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God and a child and an heir of life eternal? Hope is a mark of the new birth. And he said, but the third and most important mark of the new birth is love. It's like the shackles of selfishness and greed are taken away, and you can pour yourself out in love for God and for neighbor and for others. Love is a mark of the new birth. Who are ye that is born of God? He said. Say not, I was once baptized, therefore I am now a child of God. And many of the people in his congregations of England of his day, with their Catholic and Anglican sacramental backgrounds, if you said, "Are you born again?" they would say, "Yes, I'm born again, because I was baptized. That's how I know." And there is a movement in the Methodist Church today, reflected in the new hymn book, to go back to that sacramental view of baptism, that something miraculous happens when a child is baptized, that the Holy Spirit washes away the original sin of that child, sets them free, and gives them new birth. But that's not our Methodist tradition. That's not the tradition that was built upon the experience of John Wesley. He says, don't think that just because you're baptized, you're born again. Don't think that just because you're a member of the church, you've been born again. There's more to it. There's the actual invasion of your life and my heart, your heart, to transform us into children of God. That's what saves us, not the water. That's an outward and visible symbol of an inward and spiritual grace. It's the inward and spiritual grace that saves us.